Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Coda. Then we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Coda. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jolene. So glad to have you back on the show.
Good.
Jolene, I always miss you when you're not on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Jolene, you know, it's just I like your radio voice. And your dedication. your dedication.
Thank you.
Let's do our birthday song and we'll get started.
All right, here we go. Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Well, the first one, I'm going to have to spell it because there's no way I could say it. It's a U with a JJ. A-W-A-L is the first name. Last name is D-H-A-K-A. Happy birthday. Jonathan Holland, happy birthday to you. Don, I don't know how you say your last name. It's spelled S-C-H-I-R-M-E-Y-E-R. I can't say some of y'all's names. Leanne Gardner, I love you, Leanne. Love you with all my heart. Happy birthday, Carson, Doc. What about Mary, Susan, Frazier? And I love her with all my heart also. Happy birthday, Murray. Kenny, Victor, Sarvent, happy birthday. Vicki Anderson, Miss Vicki, happy birthday and love you. Jessica Hubbard, love you. And Wally Dietrich, happy birthday and love you also. That is my Facebook friends and family birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any.
That is a lot. I'm surprised how many family members that I've got and close friends that all have the same birthday.
Yeah, that's something, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking, damn, man, if I was buying gifts for everybody, man, I'd never have a break.
You'd be in trouble.
You know? Yeah, I would be. Rest in peace to Miss Leanne Parker. And we want to say rest in peace to Leanne Parker. She was 49 years old, passed away this morning. She has always been a barber there in Lexington, Kentucky. And so we want to send out prayers, burn sage for her two sons and family and friends and things. And she was a loyal Gatewood supporter, is actually where I met her at many years ago. But 49 years old, Jolene, they said like a year ago she started fighting, I guess a year ago she started fighting pancreatic cancer and, wow, I mean, just gone, gone this morning.
So young.
So young, that's what I'm thinking, you know, young. Man, that scares you, Jolene, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason when I talk about my age, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm glad to be getting old, at least, you know, because a lot of people are deprived of that. Don't, you know?
Yes, yes.
You never know.
Oh, I agree. Famous birthdays, man. What about Booker T. Washington? Booker T. was born on this day in 1856, passed away in 1915. Love this next lady, Betty Davis. Betty Davis, born on this day in 1908 and passed away in 1989. She's the lady that everybody, the Betty Davis eyes. She's got Betty Davis eyes. Miss Betty Davis. Gregory Peck. Gregory Peck was born on this day in 1916, passed away in 2003. Colin Powell. Colin Powell is 79 years old today. Diamond Dallas Page, for all the wrestling people, 60 years old today. Diamond Dallas Page is. Greg Mathis, Judge Mathis, I love that guy. I mean, I love him. He's only 56 years old. I was like, wow. Love Judge Mathis. I'm a big Judge Mathis fan. So that is our famous birthdays. On a day in history, on this day in 1968, James Brown calms Boston following the King assassination. I guess the King assassination, Boston was just in a uproar. And so James Brown, I guess, came in there and sort of calmed Boston down. The question of the day. I don't think I've seen anybody answer the question of the day. I will look.
Oh, I didn't answer it either. I'm sorry.
Jolene's like, whoops. Jolene forgot the question of the day. Let's see if anybody has answered it. No. The question of the day is, who said if everyone smoked weed, the world would be a better place? Nobody answered. Jolene said to do that.
Jolene
said, if you do that. Absolutely. Let's see. The answer was Kristen Dunst. D-U-N-S-T. Kristen Dunst.
Who in the hell? Who's that?
I have no idea who she is. It's the same thing I said, Jolene. I said the same thing. I was like, maybe that's the reason nobody answered it, because maybe nobody's heard it before. Let's remember the five people that were killed in the helicopter crash yesterday in Pigeon Forge.
They were sightseeing. Is that correct? They were sightseeing?
Yeah, they were sightseeing, and five of them were killed, Jolene.
That's so sad.
And, you know, they've had trouble. Of course, I think they've gotten under control in that area now, but they're having a lot of forest fires, and even some of my ex, I guess it would be my, well, it's really my niece, it's not my ex, because even though he's my niece's ex, he's still the father of my great-nephew and niece. So his home was, earlier today, was the fire was getting close to him. So let's hope these people don't have to evacuate or anything. But, hey, we got a big shout-out for Purple Haze. Purple Haze at 1236 Versailles Road in Lexington, and they're also, I guess, at 635 East New Circle Road. On 420, they're having, it's less than 2 weeks, 420, they're having a 420 bash. And I'm going to go up there and check it out to see if I can pull the board up. That's the main thing, if I can pull the board up and things, and take my stuff up there and set up a little bit and see if we can maybe do the 420 bash at Purple Haze on 420 with them. So that'd be pretty cool. Maybe we can talk you know, if you're out and about and looking for something to do in Lexington, Purple Haze is having a 420 bash. So come on, folks, get together, support your local people.
I'd say there's going to be a lot of 420 bashes all over the country, or I hope so.
Absolutely, Jolene. And, you know, it's like, hey, man, what a cool place and what an awesome invite that they've invited us out to be with them, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
I'll take one of my little tables and I'll set us a little thing up with my mics and some of my headsets, and we'll interview maybe a couple people. Maybe we'll have a couple people. Tomorrow, I think we're going to be live. I know we are. Tomorrow, we're going to be live. Get this. I think we're only doing a 30-minute show also, because we're actually going to be live at the Bread of Life, feeding the homeless people tomorrow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to be live there with the homeless people, and maybe I can, if Mike, the pastor, isn't too busy or tied up, maybe we can get a chance there where he can come in and join in and be on the show with us also some. So
are you helping? Are you volunteering? Or what's, you just being there or what?
Yes, Jolene, I'm volunteering. I've got
you're helping serve.
Yeah, and cook and prepared. We actually have to be
That's
there
awesome.
By 2 o'clock, I think. Yeah, it's
That's
from like
great.
2 to 5. 2 to 5. So from 2 to 5, there are people. That's where your host here is going to be at. I'm going to be at the Bread of Life, helping prepare the meal for the homeless people. And yes, I've got a food handlers. Hey, ha-ha. A pack of food handlers I have for many years, because that means you have to pass a test and things and pay for a little fee at the local health department to handle food. We got a shout-out for John Kalawinski, shout-out for Jimmy Morrow, Misty Smith down there in Hazard, Kentucky, Chuck Malin with the Herd Mentality, which is over there actually in the chat box, and just come up in there. Thank you so much, Chuck. Alyssa Downs. We have Green Cross of Kentucky. I don't know who that is, Green Cross of Kentucky. I mean, thank you all. That's a like page on Facebook, Green Cross of Kentucky. Thank you all. And, hey, I like that. I like that name. Marvin Chavez Sr., he is out there in San Antonio, California. Thank you, Marvin. We love you, California people. Kevin Embry, Dennis Allen, David Riviera is up there in Detroit, Michigan. Thank you, David. Today we have a sunny 46 and sort of chilly day. Miss Jolene, what is it in Verna, Utah?
Here it is 55 and fair with a little wind.
Oh, well, that's not bad then, Jolene.
Mm-mm, no, not at all. We're supposed to be up in the 70s this week.
Oh, really? And they're calling for snow here, Jolene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw that the Northeast is supposed to get snow. I saw that. Sure did.
Well, how did it miss you? Are we getting your snow that you just had, you reckon?
No, I don't think so. This is a new system. There was one just the other day that was north of you guys, too. And this is just another snowstorm.
Oh,
so I don't know. But no, we haven't gotten anything here. We got the,
I'm telling you. We got to move to Missouri. Look at the herd. The herd mentality says it's 67 in Missouri.
Yeah.
I'm going to Missouri, people. I like his weather. His weather just trumps us all to hell. 67.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, man. Hey, is it flat? I don't know. Is it flat in Missouri? Have they got any trees? If y'all got any trees, heard, tell me. I got to have trees now. I got to have something like a mountain for me to withstand it.
I've been through a little of Missouri, but I'm not familiar with it at all. So he says no. No what? No trees or
no
hills?
No trees?
No trees? Surely there's trees somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Some of the pictures I look at from these people that share in these other states, they go forever and ever and ever, and there's no trees. And I'm thinking, where's the trees?
Well, there's a lot of the land here in Utah that's like that. He said it's like Kentucky.
Well, it's like Kentucky. I'm going to love it.
There's trees. Yeah, there's trees.
There's trees.
It has to be if it's like Kentucky.
Saturday. Here I'm going to go on about Purple Haze again. Man, Purple Haze, remember they're having a 420 bash on 420 at 1236 Brussels Road in Lexington. Also, KCFC is going to be there Saturday from 12 to 5. KCFC, I don't know, we might try to go up there and even do that. We might try to go up there and do a 30-minute show at Purple Haze with KCFC, since they're going to be up there Saturday. But anyhow, they're going to be up there, and they're going to be educating some people, and that's on Saturday, and they're going to be talking about reform in Kentucky. I want to hear more people in Kentucky talk about let's reschedule. We need to reclassify. We need to reclassify cannabis, you know. We got to get it off of that controlled substance one. You know, it's got to be took off of there. I don't know what we've got to do to get it off of there, but absolutely. Big shout out to Brandon out there with Purple Haze. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brandon. Looking forward to trying to be out there with you folks. Big shout out to you. Buck Russell, big shout out to you, Buck Russell. Thank you so much for sharing. And James McKee, thank you. Thank you also. we got on an oldie today. Who remembers Handsome? You remember Handsome Jimmy Valiant, Jolene?
No, I don't. Who's that?
Oh, my. Handsome Jimmy Valiant was he's one of the first known wrestlers with Jerry Lawler. I was trying to think who else was there back then. We want to request a song called Disjoint from Slightly Stupid, please, and some shout outs. Tell Paula come out and see us too. Paula's actually in the western part of Kentucky. I don't think we've got that song. This is the people from Purple Haze, Brandon. I don't think we've got that. I've never even heard that song. Have you, Jolene? Joint.
What's the name?
A song. It's called This Joint from Slightly Stupid.
Well, if you haven't downloaded it, then I'm sure we don't have it.
I've never
heard of it. Well, they're going to send it to you. We'll play it.
Right, absolutely. Maybe I can get that up on there for you tomorrow, because actually we usually play a song. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller at 4:20. But today we'll play one that you know, Brandon. We'll play What About Naked Women Smoking Marijuana today. We'll play Naked Women, like I say, and we will try to get that up there for y'all. But today at 4:20, that way Miss Jolene can be looking for it. We'll play Naked Women Smoking Marijuana, written by Dustin Costas. He's doing 15 years in Colorado. He sent this song to Blackie White. Blackie White, the Reefer King, sings this. Piece together the music and things, and so that'll be the song we'll play at 4:20. We've got quite a few marijuana songs though that people have sent us. I think we've even got another one that Don Miller sent us. I was thinking, I don't know if I ever uploaded it, but I think he wrote one something like that he'd never smoke weed with Willie again, wouldn't it, Jolene?
Yeah, it's on here. I remember seeing it. We've played it before.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking it was on there, so we've got that one also. Big shout-out to Schubert. Thank you, Schubert, for listening in and being with us on the show today in the chat box. Purple Haze, 420 Bash. Once again, 420 Bash at Purple Haze at 1236 Versailles Road in Lexington. Man, we need to try to get some kind of audio for that. And say, well, hey, let me, you know, some kind of little jingle. Purple Haze, you need to let us know if y'all got some kind of jingle. Maybe we'll put some kind of little jingle together for y'all. To where you can have some kind of little thing that we can play for you, a little audio clip. Some kind of advertisement. Let us know if you've got an MP3 file of that, and we can plug it right into our show. Absolutely, Schubert, better late than never, because you're right on time, Schubert. You guys, thank you all so much, you and the Herd Mentality both, for being in there in the chat box with us. But we're going to actually have to take a break. It is 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 4:20 here by, oh, sorry, it's Naked Women.
Naked Women.
Naked women smoking marijuana by the Reefer Kings. We'll be back in 5 minutes and something. Miss Jolene, take us away.
That's the pass.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
Dave's
saw me.
Dave's not here.
Marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamazo, kana. Honeb, hinab, henni, hemp, hanum, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, indrasen, kia, insangu, kapkif, kia, kini.
Straight.
Dave!
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here!
Oh. Dave's not here! Man, love that song. What a badass song it is. Badass song. Love it. Have to say, that's one of my favorite songs right there. And thank you, Dustin Costas. He will be actually 76 years old when he gets out. 76 years old. Like I say again, let's remember Leanne Parker Greathouse. You know, passed away earlier today at 49 years old. And I know how, like I say, she was such a good close friend to Gatewoods that, you know, he would want us to remember her. So let's remember her. God bless Gatewood. The Red Hot Chili Peppers are going to be at Paradise. Paradise was actually here in Houstonville, Kentucky last year. But this year, due to them having to do some updates on the venue, they moved the venue for this year. It's going to be April the 28th through May the 1st, and it's going to be in Pomeroy, Ohio. Pomeroy, Ohio is in southeast. Oh, that's all. Okay, that's fine. Southeast Ohio, Southeast Ohio, Pomeroy. So that's where the Red Hot Chili Peppers are going to be. You're wanting to see them. Jolene's had an emergency that came up and had to leave. Tomorrow we will only be doing a 30-minute show again, 30-minute show tomorrow, because we will be live with the Bread of Life people. Bread of Life is the people. Mike Whosoever Miller is the pastor of the Bread of Life and Feeding the Homeless. Feeding the Homeless, there's no government funding or, you know, every now and then they're lucky if somebody gives them a donation, you know, to food. They'll take donations of food or anything, you know, to help to feed these people and things. So that's where we'll be live tomorrow. So sorry, Brandon, about the song. Slightly Stupid, this joint. We'll try to get that up there. And there, thank you, Purple Haze, for listening in. Thank you all. Thank you all so much. Check out Purple Haze at 1236 Versailles Road in Lexington, and also at 635 East New Circle Road. And they're having a 420 hash bash. So if you're looking for something to do, they're the only people that I know that I've even heard about having a hash bash or having any kind of 420 event in Kentucky right now. So, hey. Big shout out to Purple Haze for being on the ball on about that. It's only 2 weeks, 2 weeks away. The herd mentality, what does one? The herd mentality give me a one. I don't know what the one stands for, herd. I've got my mind going in like in 50 different directions. All right, we're going to take and we're going to listen to a song by Jack Smith, My Life Has Gone to Hell, and we'll be right back.
How am I going to love you? How am I going to live? How am I gonna tell you how I love you still? I miss the way you kiss me, the way you taste, the way your perfume smells. My life is gonna hell. Wish that I could love you and hold you in my arms. I miss the way we run, the things we said and done, like getting lost in that neighborhood.
My life has gone to hell. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
I don't think so. I haven't really looked at my notifications. I've been outside pushing this lawnmower, mowing.
Oh,
I couldn't get in. It was already 3:30 and I missed 4:20. Shit.
That's twice in 1 week almost, Paula.
Oh, damn it. But I was motivating, so I mean, I just wasn't laying on my ass doing nothing. I was actually pushing that lawnmower.
I got a big shout out for, bless your heart, honey. I didn't mean to play that song to make you cry. Jack Smith is a great guy. I don't know if you know who it is, but I love you, girl. Thank you so much.
It's a beautiful song.
You know. Yeah. It is. And Jack wrote all these songs. I mean, you know, he's a great musician. I love Jack. He's a personal good friend of ours. I got a big shout out for Michelle Hill, Weeds for You. Weeds for You. Thank you all so much. That's a like page up on Facebook. We have Buck Russell. Big shout out to you, Pioneer Paula Willett. Jared Alloway up there in Seattle, Washington, with Marijuana is Safer Than Alcohol shirts. Big shout out to you. And always a big shout out and send good prayers and vibes to my co-host, Miss Jolene, who just had to get off there a while ago. She had something that come up. So let's send some prayers, good vibes, burn some sage, because Miss Jolene is dear to my heart and love Miss Jolene. So sorry, beautiful. Oh, yeah, I found it while at Goose Creek Sympathy. Absolutely, and we love Goose Creek Sympathy. Pioneer Paula, how many times have you been to Goose on the Lake with the Goose Creek Sympathy folks?
About, let's see, I don't know, 15 or so. I haven't been since 2012, so I missed the last four. But I went 12 or 15 straight.
Well, in the last year or two, Goose hasn't been active there. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They haven't even been there. But yeah, I mean, one of my favorite bands. The Floozies. The Floozies are coming. Boy, I don't know if I can find that event now. Maybe I can. There's a big event coming. I mean, wow, it's like, what happened, Kentucky? Really, y'all are stepping up your game. It's a moon festival. It's the moon festival. Everybody's like, oh, no, we're not going to a moon festival. Because automatically when I say that, they think I'm talking about Jim Webb's thing at the Super Moon Festival. But that's not it. I just seen it earlier. Hang on, folks. But it's at Masterson Station Park this year, which Masterson Station Park is where they have the Bluegrass Fair at. But the Floozies announced earlier today that they were going to be one of the bands there. There's a couple of other bands there that I know that's going to be there, and I'm trying to find the lineup on it, and now I can't even find it. But that is coming up in August. Go ahead, Paula.
Fancy Farm's coming up in August.
Yeah, this is the end of August, Paula.
Okay, well, we're good then.
The Moonshiners Ball. The Moonshiners Ball is coming up on May the 20th through the 22nd. It's the third annual Moonshiners Ball, and it's at 500 Floyd Branch Road in Berea. So the Moonshiner Ball is coming up next month. Don't forget, remember, hey, man, like I say, 420 bash. There's going to be a 420 bash in Lexington. They told me to tell you, Paul, they'd love to have you there with them.
I'd love to be there today.
Yeah. Get your crew down there and load up, and y'all come on in, Paula. Come down to the Purple Haze. They're having a 420 bash there on 1236 Purcells Road. I'm going to try to go there Saturday and see if we can do a show and check their Wi-Fi and stuff, and see if my stuff will work there to where we can do a live show there on 420.
Cool.
And help celebrate with them. So,
I'm ready to celebrate 420. I've earned it.
Absolutely, Paula, you tell them. Paula has been push mowing her yard, and she says, so now it's time to celebrate.
Really? And I still got
and maybe
push mowing.
Well, that's what I was saying, Paula. Fix to say, Paula. Maybe it'll give you more gumption to get out there and finish pushing the rest of it.
Oh, yeah. I go till I run out of gas, and then I'll take a break, fill it up, and I go again.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, well, man. 20 minutes left in the show. We got 20 minutes. So sorry we lost Miss Jolene. Hang on, folks, and let's see what I can tell you. What about the corruption? Corruption, corruption, corruption. Man. I would like to once to be able to not find out to where I read that the Bluegrass ADD owes almost $900,000 for improper spending. $900,000, you know. The Bluegrass Area Development District must repay the state $825 for the money misspent from 2010 to 2013. You know, if Bluegrass doesn't repay the state in 90 days, it could risk immediate suspension Every dollar of federal workforce money an agency spends will be monitored by the state. You know, it's crazy. I mean, it's just corruption, 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 you know. And, you know, if we stole that kind of money, man, we would never see daylight.
No, they'd be locked in the work crew. Yeah, we'd be on the work crew.
Yeah, exactly, Paula. You know, it'd be like, okay. Roblox are coming up. And it's being told to me from the Kentucky State Police. Roblox locations are in Harlan, Bell County. If you go up on the Gatewood Legacy, it tells you the roads and the areas. Because, you know, they have to tell you when they're having roadblocks. They have to notify the public. A lot of people ain't aware of that. But Harlan County, Bell County, and that's the only two counties that I'm actually seeing or finding was those two. And the roadblocks will take place, I assume, maybe today, starting today. I really didn't get a bite.
You wouldn't think they'd do them in the middle of the week. You wouldn't think they'd do it in the middle of the week, though.
I don't know. I've seen them do it, but through the middle of the week and the middle of the night and everything. It's really messed me up. And I think what it is sometimes it's training new people, you know, training these cadets and things. You know. Who knows? The FBI reported that on April 3, 2016 marked the 20th anniversary of the arrest of Theodore Ted, known as widely as the Unabomber, the big Unabomber. He first exploded at a Chicago university in 1978, and for the next 17 years, he mailed or delivered bombs that killed three people and injured 24 more. So today is the 20th year anniversary of the arrest of the Unabomber. It's hard to believe 20 years. You know, it's like, wow, 20 years during went by?
Wow, yeah. Michaela's 19, Sarah's 21. Don't take long. They growed up.
Man, we're going to have to start building some new prisons in Kentucky, girl. Let's build some new prisons with all some of these new laws, because a man on probation indicted on new drug charges published 9:51 p.m. Tuesday, March the 29th at 2016. A Frankfurt man who was already on a zero-tolerance probation was indicted Tuesday by the Franklin County Grand Jury on new charges. Tony R. Thurman, 51 years old, was a passenger in a car that was involved in a collision on Wilkerson Boulevard on March 2nd and was discovered passed out in the vehicle when the emergency responders arrived on the scene. The Assistant Commonwealth, Zach Becker, said that police reported that they discovered 8 grams of crystal methamphetamine packaged in smaller bags for sale on Thurman, as well as Xanaxes and drug paraphernalia. Thurman was indicted on first-degree trafficking in a controlled substance, Class C felony, third-degree possession of a controlled substance, Xanax, Class A misdemeanor, public intoxication from a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Thurman was also indicted on one count of being a persistent felony offender for 2015 Franklin County conviction for theft of identity of another without the consent. And then in 2014, he has a conviction for assault under extreme emotional disturbance and a string of convictions from the 1980s that are second-degree escape, third-degree burglary, and theft by unlawful taking. Other indictments is Tara Raymer, 35, of Frankfurt, was allegedly caught shoplifting at Cheapskates confinement shop in the Eastwood shopping center when police searched her bag. They found a syringe that tested positive for heroin. Raymer was arrested, and she was taken to jail, where they got her into jail when they discovered baggies containing methamphetamine in her underwear. Another charge. Listen to all this, what this is, meth and heroin. Then they done another search of the police car that she was transported in and revealed another baggie of meth in the floorboard. Another charge. Boom. Three charges. You know what I'm saying? They've indicted her on first degree possession of controlled substance of heroin, first offense, class D felony, tampering with physical evidence, shoplifting, drug paraphernalia. Benjamin Fritzel is 28 of Berry, that's Harrison County, Berry is, was indicted on one count of first-degree possession of a controlled substance, heroin. So Mr. Cleveland, he is the Commonwealth attorney. I know him well. Trust me. Know this man well, like the palm of my hand. Mr. Fritzel came to Frankfurt to get a haircut. So Larry Cleveland said as he was paying the guy to get a haircut, he dropped the heroin on this floor in the haircut place, and someone reported seeing him drop the drug, and they were able to apprehend him before he left the shopping mall. Went and got a haircut and got busted getting a haircut because when he went to pay, the heroin fell out with the money. 41-year-old Jimmy Lee Walsh of Frankfurt was indicted on being discovered sitting. He was sitting on a concrete step face down in the pouring rain after he had just shot up heroin. He was taken to the Frankfurt Regional Medical Center and given Narcan, a drug that reverses or blocks opiates. He was indicted on one count of first-degree possession of a controlled substance, heroin. Second offense, a Class D felony, one count of possession of drug paraphernalia. Lindsay Monroe House, I mean, this just goes on, people. She's 41, was indicted from Mount Lexington, was indicted on new charges after being taken into custody on a Scott County warrant while in Frankfurt Circuit Court. See, she was in court in Frankfurt and they had an outstanding warrant on her. For motion error regarding a current case, when House was searched at the Franklin County Regional Jail, they found a baggie of cocaine and a syringe and Suboxone. Yeah, we ain't hearing nothing about a plan, are we?
No.
You know. Robin Tolliby, 55 years old, of Frankfurt, was indicted on a first-degree trafficking in a controlled substance, 10 dose units of opiates, hydrocodone, first-degree trafficking in 10 doses units of Oxycontin, and trafficking in controlled substance, Xanax. It's a Class A misdemeanor, and second-degree trafficking on a controlled substance, Suboxone is only a Class D felony. How about that? Devonta Scott, 21 years old, of Indianapolis, Indiana, was indicted on one count of trafficking in a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school from the Kentucky State University. Police noticed the smell of marijuana coming from the vehicle parked on the campus and searched and discovered more than 38 grams of marijuana. So they did. And so he's been indicted for possession of also drug paraphernalia. There is you one marijuana thing. But you're on Kentucky State campus, man.
Really?
I mean, they got their own damn popo. You know, they got their own damn popo. You know what I'm saying? Keith Dotson, 24 years old.
I know people that smoke
Parker.
pot of fool either. They're kind of, some of them are kind of stupid.
He was indicted on one count of fourth degree assault, domestic violence, fleeing and evading, and he was one count of public intoxication from a controlled substance. They don't say what the controlled substance was. Kyle Watham, 22 years old, was indicted after allegedly taking a Kentucky state trooper on a high-speed chase while riding his friend's motorcycle without a driver's license. He was indicted of going over 26 miles over the speed limit, no motorcycle operator's license, driving without a license, negligence in an accident, and reckless driving. So believe it or not, he didn't get anything. Well, that's the poor guy. It's like, what a dummy. Hell, he didn't even have to have no drugs. This guy didn't. Bless his heart. Ernesto Rivera, 45 years old, of Louisville, was indicted by failure to pay sales tax to Kentucky Revenue Cabinet and writing code checks to the Kentucky Revenue Cabinet for sales tax for his Louisville area restaurant. He's been indicted on one count of theft by failure to make required disposition of property over $10,000. It's like, really, man? I mean, you wrote a code. So, I mean, we ended it with a bang there where you own a restaurant and you broke the damn Kentucky, you know, revenue cabinet, a cold damn check. I mean, you know, it's like, really? Man, you just added another damn thing up on you, you know. Damn, you, if you was owing them money, hell, you damn sure didn't need to be doing something like that and causing more money, you know.
Really? Can't fix stupid.
But wow. Sounds like, as you can tell, what does it sound? Frankfurt has a heroin and a Suboxone problem.
Yep.
You know, heroin and Suboxone. Let's remember those folks again down there in Tennessee, down there. Like I say, it's some of my great niece and nephew's father's place and things. That's where the kids go when they stay with him. So a lot of people, let's remember it. I mean, man, the wildfires went crazy. It's the wind, though. One of you left here. Oh, yes, there was only one of us left here hurt. I'm sorry, because I actually was on there twice and signed out off of one of them, and then Miss Jolene, she had an emergency she had to take care of. So let's remember Miss Jolene. Blackie White Medicine Show is coming up at 5 to 5:30. I don't think I'll actually be on there because I'm just slammed. I'm absolutely slammed. Pioneer Paul, what is the weather there today?
70s now, but I don't know
wow.
if it's my weather app. I don't have my weather app, but it's hot.
You got, you know, what you think the weather is?
But it may not be 70. It may not be 70 because I've been outside from mowing, so.
Well,
I have no idea.
The herd's in Missouri, and he said he had 67.
I know it was 49 at noon, so I don't know what it is now.
Oh, it's only 46 here, girl. Yeah, it's only 46 here.
But I still got on my insulated underwear, too, so.
Oh, yes, and Schubert's still here with us also. It's only me and Schubert, I think, that's left in the chat box now. I think everybody's had to leave the chat box. But that's fine. Thank you all. Thank you all so much. Thank everybody. Especially another big shout-out again to the folks at Purple Haze at 1236 Versailles Road in Lexington and 635 East New Circle Road. They're having a hash bash 420. And then KCFC, once again, is going to be there Saturday from 12 to 5, and if everything goes well, man, it's supposed to be cold. It's supposed to be a cold day that day. I'm going to try to be there myself with them.
Weekend.
Well, they were saying snow for Friday, I think, here. It was just supposed to really be cold on Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, red bud winter is what the Indian people are saying. The old people are saying this is red bud winter when you have the red buds blooming and things.
I grew up, it was dogwood winter.
Is the dogwood trees blooming right now?
Yep, they are here.
I don't know. I haven't noticed if they're blooming here yet or not. But I know the dogwoods, man, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. As my son told me, he said that's my favorite tree.
Got a big one planted over at Sled Creek where I used to live, and it is massive. It is so big now. It is dark red. It is beautiful. My mother gave it to me for my birthday, but needless to say, I don't have it now.
Right.
But it's still there, thriving, so I'm glad of that.
Right. I'm like you, Paul. I'm always thankful and grateful because, I mean, you know, just like, I don't know if you ever met Leanne, the barber, was a good friend of Gatewood's. I got a lot of pictures of her somewhere. She passed away today at 49 years old. About a year ago, she came down with pancreatic cancer and... passed away this morning, you know, 49.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. She could have had the oil, the run from the cure oil. She might be healed now.
Well, you know, I do know she was a big cannabis supporter. I just hadn't talked to her in a while. You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, like I say, I hadn't seen her in a while, but it's tragedy.
But when they scare you in the treatment of the doctors with the chemo and the radiation, then they scare you. You can't have this if you use pot.
Right.
About like with the pain pills. So, you know.
Right. Well, that's true. I mean, man, all this government control, man. Government control. Just insanity. Insanity, you know. Just like the pictures you had shared with me from the Tater Day parade. I mean, I had a couple of people that really got offended by it and automatically defriended me, and I was able to add them to the block list.
over the Confederate friends. I mean, they had family in the Confederate Union. I mean, in the Confederate Army. And
right.
It was. They did cool this year. I was impressed. They did good for old farts this year, because I went to high school with a lot of.
Right. I want to thank you again, Pioneer Paul. Thank the love of my life. Thank you so much, Schubert. Thank the herd mentality. Purple Haze, big shout out to you guys again. Thank you all so much. Looking forward to meeting you all and things and being up there with you. God bless everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. 30-minute show with the Bread of Life tomorrow. Blackie White Medicine Show is coming up. 30-minute show. Everybody have a good evening. Love you, folks. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye, Paula.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, honey. Bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.